It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on a casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
You can let me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
Yes, really, Marissa June. Did that kind of take you by surprise there? Have you heard that one before, Carrie?
The he, him, hungry?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Every time I'm here, I hear it.
Oh, every time?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right. We have Carrie Singer in the studio, investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Man, I think I need more caffeine.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Struggling. Maybe it's the wind. It's the
weather.
I'm
struggling. That's, folks, you might as well tune out now. It's just not a good sign when the guest tells you that you're struggling.
It's just, We all have the days where words are hard, and that's just more, it's really important for you to not have those days, because...
And words are my
business.
Words
is your business.
Yeah. I need to wake up. I'm supposed to play at the Flying X tonight, so nobody wants a sleepy drummer on stage,
a 5
right?
o'clock Red Bull.
Yeah. Oh, that's not Celsius. That's what I do.
Oh, those are a heart attack in a can.
No, they're not.
Yes,
Red
they
Bull
are.
Is.
No, Celsius has
Rockstar
so much more caffeine.
And B12.
Yeah, but like triple the caffeine of a Red Bull.
Like 200 milligrams.
That's a lot. You're only supposed to have 180 in a day.
Oh, that's all? So 20 more than the daily dose you're supposed to get. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show, folks. It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, and we've got Carrie Singer, as I said, from Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce, and Brandon Hill will be in at the bottom of the hour. I confirmed that this morning. You both got texts at the same time. So there you go.
Did I respond faster?
What's that?
Did I respond first?
No.
Wow, he's faster than me, because I responded pretty quickly.
Oh, Brandon was like, I don't know, 30 seconds. Boom.
Oh, he must have had his phone in his hand.
Must have, or I caught him drinking coffee or something. But there is a ballet benefit coming this weekend.
Yeah,
did you know about this?
I did, the Black and White Gala.
Are you going?
I don't think so.
I thought about it, but I don't have a date. So, anyway, it's the Black and White Gala in support of student scholarships and performance excellence for Ballet Havasu, and it is this Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Realtor Center. And Nathan Cottom actually emailed me on this. What you can do, you can go to ballethavasu.org or call 928-450-8216. And what you can also do is go to one of the Facebook pages, either for KJJ Nash 102.3 or KNTR Talk, and we've posted it there along with a link to the tickets. They're $100 a piece. So it's a nice little scholarship fundraiser for Ballet Havasu, and it's local. You're supporting local kids who are off the local streets because they're learning a craft, a valuable craft called ballet, right?
Right.
Learning
and,
how to dance.
Nathan's a fantastic teacher.
I believe that, too.
Yeah.
I believe, and he's been on the show before. Mojave Master Gardeners present Venomous Creatures. That's also this Saturday, a little bit earlier, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's in Kingman at the Kingman branch of the Mojave County Library, featuring guest speaker Zen Mokarski. He's a former Game and Fish Information Officer. Fun and information presentation on how to learn to get along with our reptilian neighbors. Does that look like fun right there, that rattlesnake?
Yeah, if you're into that.
Not. behind glass. I'll admire them behind glass. So the workshop is free, open to the public. Again, it's at the Mojave County Library in Kingman, 3269 East Burbank Street. And that starts at 1 p.m. Does not say you have to RSVP, so I wouldn't worry too much about that either. All right.
Yeah.
We got stuff to talk about.
We do have stuff to talk about.
What's an educator's mixer?
Yeah. So every year we have a mixer, that a chamber mixer that is called the Chamber Appreciating Educators Mixer. It's for teachers and educators. We're doing it in May this year for the first time because May is Teacher Appreciation Month. So we just figured we'd stay on theme. And it's going to be Thursday, May 16th at 5:30 p.m. at Mile Markers. If you'll notice, it's at 5:30, not at 5. Mile Markers, they have clients in there until 5, so we have to wait till 5:30. So just a reminder, if you usually go to our mixers, starts at 5:30 this time, not 5. And it's at Mile Markers, brand new building out at the shop, suite 308C.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been in there yet, but it's beautiful. They did such a good job. And we have literally so many prizes for the teachers. The business community has been so incredibly generous. People have donated so many amazing gifts. So if you have a teacher or educator in your life, please let them know about this. Please, everyone's invited. It's not just teachers. It's just what's special about it is we have a ton of prizes for the teachers to win. The first 50 teachers will get a gift bag from Concierge Health, and Hangar 24 is catering. So once again, it is Thursday, May 16th, starting at 5:30 p.m. at Mile Markers, and it's for teachers and educators, but everyone's welcome. So just tell a teacher or educator that you know, and then you're also, of course, welcome as well.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Also, teachers that are possibly – this is every year you guys do this?
We do this every year, yes.
And teachers that possibly – coming into the district, maybe they're already in town, they're invited too? Or
yes, and if you work at any of the schools in Havasu.
Oh, how cool.
Public, cool. Private, yeah. So everyone's invited, and we're super excited about it. And we just sent out an email to our member businesses, like, hey, if you want to donate a raffle prize to the teachers, please let us know. I think over 30 businesses have reached out and donated multiple prizes.
And how much time do they have to do that if a business wants to get involved?
By the end of the week.
Okay.
I mean, that's fair. If you want to drop it off to us, you can drop it off. If you can drop it off to us before Wednesday of next week, that's fine. If you need us to pick it up from you, you got to reach out to us by the end of
the week. What's an appropriate raffle prize for an event like
that? Yeah, something of like maybe $25 value, $50 value, but something that's relevant to teachers. So, something teachers use, something teachers would like, not using it as a chance to promote your business other than just through the donation. Like, don't, you know.
The creative side of me would give a basket of apples.
I'm just
saying.
Yeah.
That's the creative side.
Okay.
The other side would just go get a gift basket.
Yeah, get a gift basket, a gift card. You know, Amazon gift cards are probably always good. Visa gift cards are probably great.
Right.
You know, to different restaurants in town.
Okay. Yeah. And do people contact you?
They can contact our special events director, Amanda Mahaffey. You can call us at 928-855-4115 or email her at Amanda. And the letter M as in Mike at HavasuChamber.com.
Oh, very good. All right. Your annual meeting is coming up.
Yes.
And this is required by bylaws, correct?
This is required by bylaws. Our annual meeting in celebration of business. It is Friday, June 14th. Are you ready for our theme?
I don't know. Am I? Flag Day?
Mullets and mixtapes.
June 14th, Flag Day.
Oh. Well, we're
mullets and mixtapes.
Mullets and mixtapes.
All right.
So it's a celebration of business, of course, but also this year the theme is more of like a celebration of 80s music. So not necessarily 80s fashion, but 80s music. So come dressed as your favorite band or band member.
I used to be really good at both of those, by the way. I had a cruising mullet for a long time.
Yeah.
Probably into the 90s. And then mixtapes, that was like my shtick.
Right.
Obviously, look where I ended up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so on brand.
Right,
you're
right.
You're doing great.
So on brand.
Yeah, your teenage self is very proud.
Nice.
But yeah, so that will be at Chagrou's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on June 14th. That's a Friday. So A few things with this. If you would like to nominate a business, we have 12 awards, such as Community Enhancement Award, Citizen of the Year, Pinnacle Award, WeLend Leadership Award, Ethics in Business, Volunteer of the Year. So if you know of any businesses or individuals in town that you would like to nominate for one of these awards, please go to havasuchamber.com, go to events, click on 2024 annual meeting, and there'll be somewhere to click for nominations. You don't have to nominate all 12, but just... you can just do one. But please, if you do submit a nomination, please explain why you're nominating them. You have to give them their flowers in that form, or we don't know why they're being nominated, right? So you have to kind of give us some background. But sure. Please nominate individuals or businesses in town. And then also tickets and sponsorships. That same link, if you go to havasuchamber.com, go to events, and then go to annual meeting, you can purchase tickets. And you can also see the different sponsorship levels if you're a business that would like to sponsor the annual event.
Okay, so this is the night of June 14th.
June 14th.
And where is the event?
It's at Sugar's Bridge Review.
Oh, very good.
The theme is mullets and mixtapes. And yeah, so tickets, sponsorships, and nominations all on havasuchamber.com. But yeah, we never get enough nominations. I think people kind of get scared of having to fill out the form. But yeah, take the 20 minutes to nominate people who've done really good work in the community so we can recognize them and give them an award for it.
What do you think the big one is that night? Is that Citizen of the Year?
Yeah, because Citizen of the Year is the grand marshal for the London Bridge Days
Parade. Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I hadn't even thought of that. Right, right.
Yeah.
So how long do people have to get those nominations in?
I think it's the end of the week.
Oh, again, a quick one.
May 15th. No, it's May 15th.
So
May 15th. So next Wednesday.
29 days before the event. That's good.
Yep, because
you guys got to have time to choose.
You have to order the, you have to choose.
Order
and then
trophies.
You also have to order the trophies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Is there a committee that chooses
yes.
these?
Mm-hmm. So it's a committee of different people in the community from our different committees within the chamber and mm-hmm. then just people that are just totally kind of removed from the chamber.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You know, because we want voices of both sides.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's not the staff. It's not the staff choosing. That
okay.
would not be very impartial.
Okay. No, not at all.
It's a formal committee. I think there's 9 people on it.
Okay, perfect. We're going to take an early break, and I got 3 new up-tempo to medium-tempo Taylor Swift tunes off the new album. What's the new album called?
The Tortured Poets Department.
I thought so. That did come up. But there were a lot of tunes that were blacked out that I couldn't get to. When I put them in individually, your suggestions, we were fine.
Oh.
So this is so high school.
It's about Travis Kelce.
It's about Travis. And you didn't like the cartoon I sent you.
No.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
You just didn't like the fact that he was...
I don't talk
about breaking up with Taylor.
Yeah, and I don't like people mocking the relationship. I think
okay.
it's rude.
I just thought it's a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, back with more in a moment. We're talking with Carrie Singer. She's investment membership manager for Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Brandon Hill is on deck, probably in the green room already, and he'll be in at the bottom of the hour to talk about SunPower by Esme Electric. Back with more in a moment. Keep listening on Speak Out, 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. There's Taylor Swift from the new album, and what's it called?
The Tortured Poets Department.
The Tortured Poets Department. I like the name.
Yeah.
TTPD. Why is it all got to be acronyms, though?
Because Tortured Poets Department is too hard to say.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So we turned the name of the album into an acronym. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by MM. Love those guys.
Mojave Mortgage.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good job. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Just Meats, all the cuts all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. Wait until you hear their new Father's Day ads. Holy cow. I'm blown away. They're really, really good. Red Bull Ronnie outdid himself. Also by Patio Paradise, by Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And by, of course, Blonzi Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. Definitely one of the best breakfasts in Havasu. And back, I'm told, is their salad bar. It's back. Jeannie Kent told me that yesterday, right?
Yeah.
It's excellent. And don't forget, we stream live and our show archives are at KNTRtalk.com. You can also hear us on the TuneIn app. And we're going to talk about something kind of near and dear to my heart since I'm co-hosting.
Yeah.
With Brandon Bowers. That's the Candidates Forum.
Yes.
That's coming up. Sponsored by the Chamber, of course.
Yes.
And Radio Central.
And Today's News Herald.
And Today's News Herald,
it's
of course.
It's a partnership. There's three of us.
Yes. I've had a news partnership with Today's News Herald for quite some time since I've been back at Radio Central.
Good.
Well, not really a reporter anymore. I'm more of an anchor. So
yeah.
I don't have the ability or the time to go out and hunt down the news.
Mm-hmm.
It's a job on all of it. It's a job all its own.
Of course.
If
that's
you know
why
what
they
I mean.
Have people on staff who do that.
Right. But anchors can take the information and, you know, mm-hmm. put it out there.
Right.
And rewrite and that sort of thing. So mm-hmm. anyway, you have to rewrite from paper to radio, of course. Newsprint to radio.
Right.
So you can't read it in the same style. You'd run out of room.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be as entertaining.
Right. Anyway, what's the Candidates Forum all about? I know what it's about, but I'm going to have you tell
everybody. Well, you probably know more about it than I do.
Yeah, a little bit.
You moderate it. But yeah, so it's a way that so the candidate forum, we invite all the people running for office locally, and they all get asked the same questions, and it's a chance for you to hear what they stand for and what they're about, and what policies they are for and against. And yeah, it's June 26th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at Lake Havasu High School Performing Arts Center, and Paul Lavoie and Brandon Bowers will be the moderators.
Right.
And what is your take on the event? I've never actually been, so.
I like it because, well, we'll broadcast live on the radio as well on KNTR Talk. It's because each city council candidate will be there, those that choose to be there. Mm-hmm. They're all invited. And then you have the legislative, you know, candidates, and you have all of the relevant candidates that are local. It's all
like
about local.
County supervisor.
Yeah, it's all about local. To me, that's where you really affect change in politics. I mean, I appreciate who's in the White House and who's, you know, in those national offices and that. But local is what affects us the most here
right.
in Havasu.
Absolutely.
Or in Bullhead City or Kingman or the county as a whole or in our legislative district. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a good event for that. And they get up and they generally have, I'm not sure how much time it'll be formatted to this year, but they each have a set amount of time and then sit down, the next person talks, sit down, the next person talks. There are questions also. So, I mean, we have to develop those questions mm-hmm. to make them relevant for today, you know,
right.
like the ones from 4 years ago or 2 years ago aren't going to work today.
Hopefully, that would mean we were making progress.
Yeah, right, right. So, no, it's a night of, you know, a couple hours there in the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And, no, especially if you're an active voter that has an active interest in your community, then you want to come down and see it in person, or you can listen on the radio here at KNTR 106.7 here in Havasu.
And it's a great partnership. It's a great thing, I think, that the three of us do for the community.
Yes.
Getting people informed and kind of bridging that gap from candidates to public.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So we're also doing an election night show for the primary. Brandon and I sit here in this room, and then Roger Galloway will call in from the election headquarters in Kingman. He'll actually have results before they're posted, and we'll have them on the air. That'll be on July 30th. So, nice. Yeah, we haven't really gotten it out there because it isn't that close, obviously.
Right.
But we're booking political candidates for this show as we speak. Got several for June and a few for July. We even have the Democrat candidate for Congress, who's Kwesi Smith.
Yep.
And he's going to be here in the studio with me. I think it's July 2nd, if I remember right. July 1st or 2nd. So he'll be in the studio. We're working on Paul Gosar right now. We've got Hilde Angus coming back in and other candidates as well that we'll be actively booking city council candidates too for Speak Out. So
fantastic.
Yeah, just keep listening to Speak Out.
Yeah, the next now through November, it's going to start ramping up.
Oh, yeah.
All we're going to hear about is elections.
Now through July 30th. And we won't do any interviews.
Well, and November. We also have presidential elections.
I think it's the 5th, but we're not doing any interviews for the primary after July, the Friday before. I think it's July 26th. We will not be doing any political interviews after that. So
nice.
Yeah.
And just one more thing. We have an AM exchange on Friday, June 14th. Friday, June 7th at 7 a.m. at National Bank of Arizona. So if you like to go to our AM exchanges, that's when the next one is, June 7th at 7 a.m. National Bank of Arizona.
All right. I'm going to go out on a limb here. The song's called I Can Fix Him.
Yeah.
Good one? No profanity?
I don't think so.
She's pretty good about that, though, right?
This album does have the most profanity of any other album.
Really?
By like double.
Really?
Yeah, it's 31 songs.
Wow. That's like a triple album. That's a lot of songs. All right. She's lip syncing over here, folks. All right. Carrie Singer, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having me. It's always a blast.
I always get the scoop on Tay-Tay from you.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll keep you informed.
Nice. All right, Carrie is the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Brandon Hill's coming in next from SunPower by Esme Electric. Thanks again. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. A perfect case for my certain skill set. He had a halo of the highest grade. He just hadn't met me yet. They shake their heads. He ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Now that would be Mrs. Garth Brooks, right? Is it Garth married to Trisha Yearwood?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? You don't keep up on that stuff?
I don't follow.
You aren't the TMZ guy?
No, not at all.
Brandon Hill is here, a sales consultant for SunPower by Esme Electric. And you're going to want to stick around, folks, because he's got a little warning for you about out-of-town solar companies. That's what you wanted to talk about, right?
Yes.
You wanted to lead with that.
Absolutely.
We're not burying the lead today.
No, let's not beat around. Let's just jump right in.
Right on. Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, with Havasu style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. It's a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Mojave Community College by samsguns.com. SunPower by Esme Electric. Thank you, Greg Esme. We appreciate that. Yes. And Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And our newest sponsor, ZMI Mobility. Sounds like TMI, but it's ZMI. Off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access swivel seats and stair lifts. They're at 911 Lake Havasu Avenue North, over by City Maytag.
Yeah.
ZMI Mobility. I hear that's quite the in-demand business, too, when it comes to it. I mean, we're a small town. There's not a lot of choice when it comes to those types of devices.
Well, you have a lot of retired people here, too,
yeah, you
know.
Bet.
And anything to make anything easier on somebody like that, that's, you know. And not even saying, well, you got a lot of veterans out there, too. So, you know.
Right.
They're here in town.
So, give me the news soundbite here. We're talking about, I wouldn't say fraud, but definitely misleading information coming from out-of-town solar companies?
Oh, yes. Yeah, actually, since the last time I've been in here, I've talked to a couple customers that, they didn't know too much about solar. They were just answered the door, and then all of a sudden were promised the world, and it is not the case. So I'm telling people out there, just please, if you're going to go solar, call around, get a couple different bids, call some people, you know, your local company. And that's one thing that we are, is 100% local as it gets. Find out the reasoning why one company might do this and one company might do that. Get all your facts. Do your due diligence, please. Google stuff, check stuff out, find out who you're getting solar from, because I tell you what, I just this morning heard a horror story, and it was just...
Repeat it?
You know, they were promised something, and they needed a lot more stuff, and for the fact of the matter is, they're not getting what they were promised whatsoever.
As far as size, wattage,
both, everything.
Guarantee?
Guarantee, production guarantee, all different kinds of stuff. And I just tell people, you know what, do your due diligence. Please, 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 please. You know what, because all it's doing is making a bad name for solar. And solar is supposed to be a great thing for customers, a great investment, save money, you know, with all the rate increases that people are seeing, you know, you just... Just please do your due diligence. Yeah,
it's nothing worse than being in a business trying to sell a product that's reputable, and somebody out there is doing the complete opposite.
And it's taking advantage of the people. And me being here, born and raised for 43 years, right. You know, it really irks me and makes my hair stand up a little bit to where what people are saying to customers when they should be saying complete opposites.
You want to take them out to the woodshed, right?
Just saying. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Tell me about SunPower by Esme Electric. How many years in the community now? My notes are so old. I would say 41, but I think it's more like 44.
Well, gosh. Yeah, over 44 years Greg's been in business. Not even saying how long he's lived here. You know, heck, I've been here 43. So we're as local as it local gets, man. Pioneers, right. For the most part, you know. So, but, yeah, I just tell people just – give us a call if you're ever curious. It doesn't cost you but nothing but time. And I understand a lot of people are busy out there, and sometimes you just don't want to talk to a salesperson. But you know what? With these rates that are coming up, you really want to start checking into it. But please, again, do your due diligence. I'm not saying only talk to us. Absolutely not. Get your facts, do your stuff, and let me show you what I can do for you. And that's all I'm going to show you. So,
pardon the pun, but solar is pretty hot right now. The industry itself. Yep. It has been for a minute. Why do you think that is?
Rate increases. You know, people are just tired of throwing their money away, for instance. You know, invest your money. When you can invest your money and make your money back to yourself, why wouldn't you? You know, but again, there's, you know, some scenarios that come into effect to where, you know, you have too many trees, or maybe it's not working for you. Maybe you just don't use enough power. There's a lot of variables that come into effect, but I'll be the first one to tell a customer, hey, solar's just not for you. And I can guarantee you that.
So, how do you know that? How do you know when to tell a customer that?
Oh, gosh. Like I said,
we have talked about this, but I've never really dove into it.
You know, it really depends on how much savings, if they're going to have any savings or any savings at all. Or, okay, let's look at your age. Or, hey, how long are you going to be in the house? Are you only going to be here for a year? Well, then let's take a look at it and then go from there, because you want to make sure that you're there for at least a couple of years before you would want to go solar. So a lot of different variables. Age is a number one thing, you know.
The age of the client? The age of the home?
No, the age of the client. Okay. I apologize. Yeah. So, you know, is it going to make sense? Are you going to make your money back? Can you use a federal tax credit? If not, then maybe a lease. Okay, well, let's look at the lease. Well, there's no savings in the lease, so what's the point? We're here to make a smart investment, save you money, and if we can't do that, then there's no point going solar.
Are people thinking they're going to enhance the value of their home as well, and is that a good thought to have?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything you add above and beyond to your house, you know, swimming pool, spa, solar, you're enhancing the value, absolutely, 100%. And then with the panels that we sell, and a lot of people they look at it and they go, okay, well, what about the next homeowners? Well, SunPower warranty transfers over, right. Or the Maxeon cell technology that we sell, that all that warranty is all rolls over to the new homeowners, which is a huge selling point for customers.
Interesting. All right, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. If you want to talk to Brandon Hill, he's a sales consultant for SunPower by Esme Electric. I'm not going to give out his cell number yet, but I do have it, and he always lets me give it out.
Absolutely. So. Call me first. All my customers have my cell phone number. I'm always the first person to call if they think or if they think something might be wrong with their system or what's going on. Call me first. I'm the person that will always direct my customers the right way.
Do people have questions about like the value of their home, and it enhances the value, as you just said. But what if they want to sell their home? Mm-hmm. Does having solar there and it's still being financed, does that present a problem at all?
You know, all depends how you look on it, on the customer's credit and stuff like that, of course. But a lot of times if a customer can afford to purchase that house, there's no problem for that loan to go over into their name or the lease for that matter. It just transfers right over to the new homeowner. So okay. We've been doing it for, gosh, 17 years. I've been selling it for 12 years, 11 and a half, 12 years. So I've never heard any issues with our SunPower product. I talk through all realtors, anybody selling their house when it's our product on it. I tell them, hey, the new homeowner, they're like, hey, Brandon, we just don't want to be a middleman. Can you talk to him? Absolutely. I've never had any of my customers say, or I talk to the customer say, no, we don't want your house because it has the solar on there. So.
What about the tax advantages? There's federal and state tax advantages, correct? Mm-hmm. For some people.
Some people. Thank you. Yes. And that's another huge thing. Never take advice from a solar consultant on your taxes.
Right.
I tell my customers how it kind of works, but I always tell them, make sure you talk to your tax advisor, because there ain't going to be nothing worse when you're expecting to get a big fat refund back because of the federal tax credit, which is 30% of the total cost of the job. Wow. And you thinking you're going to get it. Let's not go on think. Let's talk to your tax person and go on 100%. I know how and when I'm going to get it back, because you can roll it over, you know, until you use it up.
There's a state benefit as well, correct?
Absolutely. So you get the 30% federal and you get the $1,000 state tax credit. You know, people, it's just $1,000. I'll take $1,000 anytime. Yeah, I know I did on my taxes.
Right.
You better believe
it. Especially if you qualify.
Yep.
But there's those unscrupulous companies out there that tell people they do automatically qualify.
Yeah, you're going to get a check back. It's going to be this. You can do whatever you want with it. No. Please, again, do your due diligence. I can't express it enough.
That really bugs you, doesn't it?
It really does. It really, like I said, being born and raised here and all about being, you know, where I grew up was in Havasu, is buy local, shop local. And that's what this town was all about at one time.
Right.
We're kind of getting away from it over the years. So,
what is a master dealer? And SunPower being SunPower by Esme Electric, you're a master dealer for SunPower products, correct?
Yeah, so we just went through. What does that mean? It's just a lot of training. You have to be invited to be a master dealer. You can't just decide, hey, I'm going to sell SunPower or just get a bunch of SunPower panels. No, you have to become a dealer to sell their product. So there's different stages over the time that we became a master dealer a long time ago to where we get the better pricing for the SunPower panels, which is your top efficient panel on the market with the best warranty with that power production that it guarantees.
I got you. Tell me about the I never can remember the name of that. The buyback rate.
Buyback rate.
I remembered.
Yes. It drops every year. Go. So right now, as a lot of people are noticing, even if you have solar, with the rate increases with Unisource and stuff, the buyback rate 7.55 cents.
Do the folks that, let's say, when they first heard this program, me and you talking about it 4 years ago, are they grandfathered in?
Yes. So whenever you signed up, you're grandfathered in. Now, depending on what time, anything after net metering became a buyback rate. So at one time, it was retail to retail. You got retail to retail, and you just paid your service charge, and that was it. Well, then it started at 11.4 cents, I believe, and then it's dropped every year. And then 1 year with the COVID, it stayed at 10-something. I don't remember the numbers offhand, but now it's 7.55, and it's going to drop again another 10%, so it's going to go down to 6 more than likely,
oh,
if not
goodness.
5 cents. So what we're going to start looking at is the future, and then with small battery backups, small battery packs. But right now, batteries are really expensive. So
yeah, but, I mean, okay, you're looking at telling the customer, yeah, the buyback rate is less, But they just got a 14% rate increase. Well, you've got to be hearing about that now since that rate increase went into effect in February.
Well, don't forget about the end of August with the fuel charge increase. That was 2.5 cents. And then they went up, well, at least 14%, I'll say.
There were a lot of people that were shocked with their bills last summer.
You better believe it. So if you had a high bill summer last year, plan on it being it's hitting the fan now. And even with people that are getting solar, that's why we have to oversize. You need to oversize your system so that way you overcreate. So, and then that way time of use hours come into effect, you know, what is it, 3 to 7 p.m. right now, you know, you don't want to do certain things like your pool pump, laundry, dishwasher, right. So on and so forth,
right.
To help you out.
Those are peak demand hours.
Yeah, because the Unisource charges was close to like 19 cents to get power back from
for
them.
For TOU?
So, yes.
Yeah.
It's yep.
That's time of use.
Yeah, time of use.
All right. I wanted to talk about Bullhead, Kingman, Parker. You go to all of those places.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you got three different, actually you got four different electric companies. So each one has different rules, different regulations, different buyback, different time of use. Yes, you got
Unisource.
You got Unisource.
The APS.
APS.
That's Parker.
And then you got Mojave Electric.
Mojave Electric.
And then you have
I don't know.
It's in Bullhead. It's a little Indian reservation. They have their own.
Ahamakoff.
Yeah, thank you.
It's called
Good
Amps.
Call, man.
Amps.
Amps. Yeah.
I knew one of the guys over there that ran that.
Yep.
Yeah, so very well.
Four of them. So, uh-huh. Yeah. So it's all different regulations. So that's something when I come and talk to the customers, I go over all that. Okay, this is how this power company is. This is how this is. This is how I would go about it. Because the goal is, always the goal is to never pay Unisource. But, you know, it's hard to do that sometimes. Sometimes, you know, roof space, a customer can only do 50%, 60%, 70%. So
all of that you do, though, with mm-hmm. SunPower by Esma Electric, once they go in, any solar company, they have to work with the electric company, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Take me through that process.
So we pretty much take care of a lot of it now. Unisource is a little bit different. Starting this year, the customer has to – they'll get an email, so they'll actually fill out the little DocuSign or whatever, so it's pretty simple.
Hope so.
Yeah, it is. Well, wow. I haven't had no issues yet anyways.
Right.
They made it pretty simple for the customer, but you know, you get some people that just don't do computers, period. So I'll go over it with
that
the customer.
They're asking for certain wattages and different.
No, we take care of we take care of all that as a solar contractor. Uh-huh. It all they're doing is name, address, and checking a box.
Oh, okay.
And an email address and saying yes and sign in a DocuSign. No, their part's very simple.
So I understand what the buyback rate is. And all that. Okay.
Yeah, they should know that with actually the salesperson. The salesperson should be going over all that with them to make sure that they're comfortable and know exactly 100% of what they're getting and what to look forward to.
So those buyback credits right now, like you have, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have a pretty decent solar system on your
house. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Those are going to be going down a little bit here in June, July, August.
Yeah, so I'll be running out of credits coming up. So I'm stockpiling them away right now, but summer months are coming. So, you know, your pool pump, your AC units, your mini splits, everything starts cranking up. So,
is this something that makes you or your customers more conscious of their electric use after it's put in?
You know, that's a question I ask my customers a lot and saying, okay, just because you're going solar doesn't mean you have an unlimited amount of power. That's why I'm here to talk to you. What do you plan? Are you comfortable with your AC at 78 degrees? Well, you want to run it down to 75. Okay, well, that's extra power for you. So we need to make sure that we add that in at this time. And that's kind of one of those things that when I sit down with the customer to go over with to make sure, hey, all right, now when you're dropping to 75, because I get people, you know, in the past that, well, I got solar. I got all the power. Well, if that was the case, we'd stick one panel up there and call it good. You know, that's the reason why we kind of size the system.
So, and then I've seen people where they get solar and they think, oh, man, the money I'm saving, I can build a casino now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Or they put in a pool. Yep. Or they put in something that consumes more electricity.
So it's not a problem. So this is one of the things I tell customers, okay, are you adding a pool? Are you doing it in the next year? Okay, let's add for it now. Let's get you set up for that way you're done. But thing about solar, you can always add more solar in the future. More than likely, you can add more solar, roof space, and, of course, other variables coming into effect. But
Right. There's always that home, though, that you look at it and you go, I don't know if this is going to work for them.
Yep, absolutely.
Do especially, all companies do that, though?
I can't speak for no other company except for ours, is that if, okay, well, look at all these trees. Do you love them? Do you want them gone? No, we're keeping. Okay, now, okay. Here's a production without trees. Here's your production with the trees.
Right.
And we still guarantee our production either way. So we have certain programs that can tell us shading and how much that panel is going to do throughout the year with that shading and so on and so forth. So
you give free quotes.
Free quotes.
Obviously. Yep. What's that process like, and how long does it take with the preferably the husband and the wife, the owners of the home?
You know, it's always good.
You don't want one without the other, right?
No, you don't. You know, that's your goal. You know, to go over it with each other, but it's just we don't live in a perfect world, and you know, so I go over there, and a lot of times I just meet with the wife or I just meet with the husband, and I'll just go over everything, and then when I go back, and hopefully when I go back, talk to them and show them what I can do for them, that they're both there, and usually that's the process. So,
you guys lease systems as well?
Yep, we lease, we finance, we have $0 out of pocket financing, we have $0 pocket out of leasing, and
still?
We have we have cash, of course, cash. So uh-huh. We do every option available for our customers.
Right. Have the interest rates, the rise in interest rates at all, has that affected you?
Oh, yes. Certain solar banks out there, there's a lot of them out there, but they're tough. We just got a new one, which is great. I'm pretty proud of it so far.
Okay.
We just started it this week, so I'm pretty happy with them. So,
good. So I would imagine credit plays into it as well, the customer's credit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
what are you looking at as far as a good credit score?
Good. Heck, at least you can lease a system at a 600 credit score.
Really?
Yeah. So
I was thinking 720.
No, not at all. They make it very... You know, they want to help out the customer. So, and also,
sure.
Don't get me wrong, you know, can't just go off. But Havasu is pretty good with the credit scores. So,
okay. What about commercial applications? You guys do commercial buildings?
Oh, yeah. We do we do nonprofit. We do commercial. Absolutely. We have some big jobs in the process right now for some commercial jobs. So, but yeah, so the customers, they get the federal tax credit. Absolutely. So we just don't have any kind of financing as of right now or leasing options for a commercial building.
Okay.
Mainly just all residential. So
now those people tuning in for Hannity, that's coming up that after the top of the hour, probably didn't hear what we led in with. And that was the story about these companies. And there's been some nightmares out there with out-of-town companies.
I'm hearing a lot of nightmares with these some out-of-town
recap
companies.
Recap that for those folks.
Yeah, just be careful, you guys. People knocking on your doors or cold calling you. You know, do your due diligence. I can't express it enough. Please do your due diligence. Just don't go with the first company. Get a couple quotes. Look up Google solar companies.
Right.
What you get. You
and just
know.
Because they tell you there's a warranty doesn't mean there always is one.
Yeah. Well, this one customer can't even get a hold of the company, so
right.
And they were not calling back. So,
boy.
Yes. That's
and
really
it's already
bad.
Been installed?
Yes. That's why they're trying to get a hold of them. So.
Oh, no. Well, we do have a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, great talk, but all I called for is to give a shout-out to Just Meats for the wonderful jalapeno and cheddar sausages.
Oh
my lordy.
Oh, we appreciate you giving one of our sponsors a shout-out.
Yep. Anyway, awesome. I love
it. Well, I have to try those now.
Are you into jalapeno, Brandon?
And not too much.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. But I do enjoy
they
it.
They are amazing.
What is it? What's the flavor again? Jalapeno and what?
Cheddar.
Jalapeno and cheddar sausages. All right.
Paul makes them right there. They're just unbelievable.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, now we're going to have a run on them. So, hey, we appreciate the phone call. Nice. All right. Wow. That's a pretty cool little testimonial right there.
I'll take
even
it.
Even if it isn't sold.
But that's all right.
We were talking about warranties, though, and yours is 25 years.
Well, we actually, our Maxeon Cell technology, which is SunPower, actually is up to 40 years now.
What?
40-year production warranty. So, absolutely. With a 25-year. So, 40-year on our panels, 40-year on our production, and then we got a 25-year on our microinverters that we use.
That's 40 years. That's almost as old as you.
Yeah. Yes, almost. 28, 26, yeah.
Are you 28?
Like no, hell no.
All right, going out with some Toby Keith. Brandon always prefers the country. as we talked about SunPower by Esme Electric. Kind of missed you last month, but Kevin filled in, did a great job.
Give me a call at 928-727-4198.
You got it right.
Any questions, absolutely.
I think that's my cell phone number. That's it. You never call it, right?
No, heck no.
Yeah, I never call it. I don't know my number. All right, and again, it's SunPower by Esme Electric. SolarByEsme.com, I think, is the website.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Back with a final shot in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today.
Back on Speak Out for a final shot, and I need to talk about this life jacket exchange. It's coming up on the 18th at London Bridge Beach, 10 a.m. to noon, and it is presented by the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, of course. Exchange your worn, torn, or otherwise unserviceable life jacket for a new vest-style life jacket for free. No orange Type 2 life jackets will be accepted. The life jackets are exchanged on a first-come, first-served basis, so you're going to want to be early. Start that line. Again, it's from 10 a.m. to noon at London Bridge Beach at the stage on May 18th. All right, and tomorrow's guest, you're definitely going to want to tune in tomorrow. One of my favorite guests is coming in. Steve Latosky, Mojave County Public Works Director, does a great job, fantastic at what he does. And then speaking of another guy who does a great job, District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould on Friday. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.